What is up, Still Studyings? We made it. Yes, we made it. It's Friday, June 18th, episode number 30. These episodes keep rolling by. Can't believe we're at episode 30 of the study session. And so glad you could be here with me today to celebrate this 30th session together on this wonderful Friday, kickstarting your weekend, your Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Just straight beautiful. Want to thank you on this lovely capstone day of the week for reading our work on thestillstudy.com, for listening to the study sessions, listening to the Still Study podcast. We are grateful. We hope that you continue to support us. You continue to share our work with your family and friends, because it truly does mean the world to us. And I want to say again, get ready, because we have a special edition, the Schools Out special of the Still Study podcast, coming to you very, very soon with a very, very, very special guest. We wrapped up that interview last evening, and man, it was great. So we can't wait to share that with you, so stay tuned to that. But mandatory minicamp, it's over, man. That's it. The 3 days are in the can. The 15th, 16th, 17th, all knocked off. Minicamp is over. And now the wait is on for the start of training camp on July 21st. Do you know how many days it is? Little quiz. Not telling you the answer till the end of the session. Think of it. You got a number? Think you know it? All right, I'm going to quiz you at the end. But let's get into it. We'll start with some shorter takes here first before we get into the bigger pieces. Again, players being made available to the media to talk about the upcoming season, what's new. And again, the optimism, the enthusiasm, the hope for the 2021 season continues to reverberate throughout Steelers Nation, throughout Heinz Field, as they're wrapping up mini camps. Deontay Johnson talking about how he's trying to combat the drops that plagued him last season by catching tennis balls. Hey, whatever works. That is difficult to catch a tiny ball like that, so maybe that helps improve his concentration, his focus, and that translates into more catches, more big plays on the field. Because dude has talent. He's shifty. He can move. He could stop on the dime and accelerate very quickly. He could be an important part of this offense next season if he can get those drops under control. So maybe the tennis ball helps him do just that. Adrian Clem talked to the media, and something worthy of highlighting, his praise of Kendrick Green, who said that, you know, it's been baptism by fire for this young man, this rookie, but that he's handled it very well. And again, Green is a central figure to whether or not this revamped offensive line is going to be successful, because that middle of the line at center is going to be critical. Not having Marquise Pouncey, who was there for such a long time, Green stepping up, being that leader. We know he's strong. We know he's athletic. We know he's fast. Can he handle everything that's being thrown at him? And Clem is impressed by what he's seen so far. So that's always good news. Eric Ebron. Guy just is always having fun. I always think back to that clip of Juju and Ebron dancing after one of the victories last season. Guys always smiling. Spoke to the media yesterday. Talked about how in Canada's offense, you're going to see a lot of two and three tight end sets. Freiermuth and Ebron. And Ebron also talked about the development of Zach Gentry and how disappointed he was for him last season when he was injured. But he spoke to the promise of Gentry, so that'll be interesting to watch him in training camp. And we've kind of forgotten about him. And he talked about Freiermuth just saying that he's going to be good. He believes in him. Again, that whole vibe of optimism just is running through every player on this team. Says that Pat asks a lot of questions, which is good. He's inquisitive. He wants to learn. He also said he's easy to talk to. Okay. Sure. But it'll be interesting to see what Freiermuth is able to do on the field again. I think he's going to be a significant red zone threat. We know that Ebron offers that characteristic as well. So when those two are paired up in the red area, maybe that helps us convert a few more of those red zone trips into touchdowns. And then probably the most interesting of all of the players interviewed that we're going to highlight here, Dwayne Haskins finally had a chance to speak to the media. And he had some very interesting comments to share. He said he wanted to go somewhere where he felt wanted. And obviously he chose Pittsburgh. Yeah, I'm sure because he felt wanted, but also too, because he knows there's an opportunity that will eventually emerge once Roethlisberger retires, which could be as early as 2022. And he said explicitly, directly, up front, that he wants to take over for Ben whenever he leaves. I like that. Confidence. Rudolph was confident too. So I think we're going to have a nice competition in camp between Haskins and Rudolph. Yeah, throw Dobbs in the mix there, but I think he's going to be the odd man out. But Haskins also said that he's got to earn the respect of his teammates and that he has to work as hard as possible. So this guy is saying all the right things. Does that mean that his past foibles are behind him? That he is now focused and concentrated on the game? Words are just one part of the story. It's what's in his actions and behaviors that are going to tell the real story. But again, gives fans and the team hope. Said he wants to prove that he loves football. And he wants to show those people that took a chance on him. He wants to show the organization that he is there to make them look good and like they made the right decision by bringing him on board. So he wants to reward the Rooneys, Kevin Colbert, Coach Tomlin. And finally, he spoke about Matt Canada's offense and said that it reminds him of a West Coast offense. Which is an interesting take. Haskins having experience in that type of system. So again, we'll have to watch how that pans out. It'll be curious to watch the quarterback battle in camp. You've got a hungry Rudolph. You've got a hungry Haskins. Dobbs wants to stay in the mix. Roland Rivers. Not sure if he's going to stick around, but what's going to intensify this QB competition is the fact that potentially a starting job is on the line sooner rather than later. And I'm not just talking 2022. For any team, your backup quarterback is one play away, one hit away on the starter from being the next man up. So Rudolph realizes that, Haskins realizes that, and there's a lot at stake. And I think what that translates into during camp and in the preseason contests is elevated quarterback play. I think we're going to see production from both. And I think at the end of the day, when that final preseason game against the Panthers is over, It's going to be a better quarterback room because of that competition. And studying's, that is it. Closing a book on this Friday, June 18th, wrapping it up. We made it. It's over. And do you have your number? We are 33 days away from training camp. And that number keeps shrinking. And before you know it, it will be here. Man, that's just beautiful. But as always, thank you so much for following the work of the Still Study. Truly grateful for you reading our work, listening to our work, supporting us. It means the world to us. Drop us a line at thestillstudy@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter @stillstudy. And remember, not everybody can be a fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers. But you've got the heart, the soul, the guts to be one. Make it a great Friday. Make it a great weekend. We'll see you back here soon on the study session. Peace.